For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just...
Get in.
On those wonderful vibes, 585-252-9800. Are the vibes up? Please tell us why this morning. We love hearing from you. Where's our friends at, Breeze?
Amanda's here, said, good morning, Breezy and Moose. Feeling good because it's my birthday and I have a massage and facial planned.
What? Well.
Oh, I love that moment for you.
We got to wish you a huge happy birthday this morning, Amanda.
Massive.
Huge.
Yep.
Get after it today.
Go get that facial and that massage.
Happy 20th.
Just as I expected, it was like beautiful out yesterday besides the rain. And then it was snowing this morning in Fairport, so...
Oh, that's tough. That's really tough.
Just talked about it yesterday. When am I going to switch that closet over? Probably June. That's probably when it feels most safe to do so.
You got to bring out those rompers.
I know. It's so important to bring out those rompers.
It is 41 for the high today. And yeah, walking outside this morning...
I'm in shorts.
Are you? Are you wearing shorts?
Fully.
Well, why did you do that?
I had no idea.
You don't check the temp?
Gambling with it. Yeah. No, I want to just risk it for the biscuit.
It's going to be a little windy today, too, so.
Oh, dear.
You might want to cover those walking sticks up.
Oh, dear.
Where's Nico and Steve? Isn't it payday?
Right. Where are you guys?
Come on, guys. A little consistency.
Would be amazing. Who else is here? Katie's here. She says, good morning. Feeling good. Moose, I was at your event last night. You crushed it. Out in Fairport.
Thank you so much. You know what? I'm not one to toot my own horn, but I think I did crush it last night, guys, bartending. So true story, the first 20 seconds behind the bar, I accidentally shattered a full bottle of Tito's on the floor. I was like, I'm really sorry, you guys. I don't know what happened.
Dan's like, yeah, this wasn't really the best idea. We're bleeding money at this point.
I mean, it shattered a full bottle of Tito's. I'm like, really?
Did you drop really it? Sad.
Yeah, I dropped it. I picked it up to make a drink. It slipped right out of my hands.
And then you got to burn all the ice. And, yeah,
and you know, for the rest of the gig, I just constantly, that's what I had to hear. all night. They would not let me forget about it.
Yeah.
But for those of you that came out last night to support Equicenter and raise some money for them, that was
My girlfriend so awesome. Said her drink wasn't horrible, so.
No, she asked for what? Moscow Mule?
Yes.
She goes, did you put ginger beer in this? I said, actually, give it back.
Yeah. The main ingredient of a Moscow Mule, so.
I know.
It's like, so good. It's so good.
Thanks for coming out to support.
Yeah, a couple more people weighing in. Gina's here, says, feeling great this morning because just found the wedding dress of my dreams and can't wait to marry the man of my dreams.
They say the first 7 years is always the hardest.
Oh, Gina. Pop off, queen.
Full of optimism here on the show.
So are your vibes just that you crushed it last night, or?
For the most part, yeah, I had a lot of fun. And then I got home, tried to unwind because I was so overstimulated.
Oh, I was like, you went to the bar? You went to the wine bar? Unwind?
Okay. No, I went home and I watched an episode of Black Mirror.
Does that make you feel like bad about yourself? Like, does that give you anxiety?
No, I think the shows are so incredibly written that you just get sucked into the episodes trying to figure out what's going to happen. How's it going to end? And I don't know. I mean, for whatever reason, though, I will say I had a hard time falling asleep last night. I don't think it's from the show. That's not how I operate. But I think it was because I was so hungry and didn't want to eat. So at 11 o'clock at night, I got up and had 2 full teaspoons of peanut butter and then went back to bed.
That's what I had for dinner last night, too.
You hate peanut butter.
No, I've been like, I know I do. I definitely do. But I've been on this like weird peanut butter grind recently.
Really?
Yes.
Which kind?
So I get the like reduced fat Wegmans brand.
Yeah.
With the green lid.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it. I don't like it like too oily. You know what I mean? I don't like when there's like oil sitting on top.
Yeah, that's the more all natural type, but you like it creamy.
Yes, 100. But yeah, I've been doing the whole spoon and spoon out in the mouth type of thing.
Yeah, that's what I did last night. Yeah. And then I went to bed. I was like, well, that's a late night snack.
Is peanut butter good for you?
You know, like the all natural peanut butter, some people choose almond butter over peanut butter, especially if they put it in a smoothie, but it's packed with protein and there's a lot of health benefits to it. I love it.
Okay.
I'm a peanut butter fiend. You can put it in my pie. You can put it in a Reese's peanut butter cup.
I just feel like for the longest I didn't eat it because I was afraid of choking.
No.
It's very gooey, and I definitely have felt as if I couldn't breathe when I was eating it prior, but.
Yeah, you got to wash it down with an espresso martini.
Right, of course.
Are your vibes up?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little annoyed about the snow, but it is what it is.
There's nothing you can do about that, Breeze.
Nothing you can do about that.
What did you expect? It's April 16th. All right, guys, Easter Sunday. We hope you guys have some plans with the fam or whatever you're choosing to do. Coming up for the big story of the day, speaking of drinks, there's a new bill to sell wine in grocery stores. And the goal is aiming to find a middle ground in the long debated issue of do we sell wine in the grocery stores in New York State? Right now, it's looking like, yes, that may happen. But like anything in life, there's a catch. We'll tell you what that is coming up next.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Breeze. What's up, guys? There's a new bill to sell wine in grocery stores. So the goal right now is aiming to find a middle ground in the long-debated issue of selling it in New York State grocery stores. But here's the catch. Because, you know, as you know, there's always a catch. The bill would allow grocery stores to sell wines, but only those that use products from or were produced in New York State. So the proposal seeks to satisfy consumer demand while supporting New York businesses. So liquor stores would be able to sell wines from outside New York, but a second bill set to be proposed by Senator Borrello would allow them to sell foods such as cheese, wine, crackers, and olives, something that they currently are not allowed to do. So obviously you have a lot of local liquor stores like East Ave Liquor that I frequent, concerned because 60% of their sales comes from wine. So you start putting it in grocery stores, that becomes a problem.
I know, but you can't get like your Kim Crawford there. I mean, that's not produced here in New York. You can't get like the brand names. Like, there's a lot of wineries here that obviously can be sold, but the ones that are coming and imported from California, they can't be sold in grocery stores. So
some of these liquor stores have a contract with New York State where they can't sell beer, obviously. It's a totally separate license. So you can't have the two of them in the same spot, like beer and wine, for example. And now the changes that they want to make, it's let's take something away from you and still have you under that same contract.
Yeah.
It's not fair to some of these owners of these liquor stores. But you want to know who expressed support for the bill? Wegmans.
Of course they did.
Saying, we have always been a supporter of local and regional products that are produced where we have stores. We support the legislation that would provide convenience to New York consumers by giving them access to wine in grocery stores. See, that's the problem too, though. Some wine, but Wegmans is already selling beer. So adding wine in there, that's not something that liquor stores can do. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's the problem that they're having with it. Whether this bill is passed or not, I know there's a lot of people that are for it out of the convenience. If you're at Wegmans, you want to grab a bottle of wine.
Right.
You can do it on the spot. Of course, we do want to help out our local businesses here, like a lot of the liquor stores we shop at.
I just wish, it was more like how they do it down south where it's the grocery store and then attached to is just like a separate entity that is a liquor store. Like, it's just a one-stop shop.
Yeah. You see, the convenience of when I was in California is you could buy all your hard liquor right in a CVS or a Walgreens or a Target or any grocery store. Just go to the liquor aisle. And I got accustomed to that. So when I would come home and visit, like for the holidays, my mom's like, hey, can you run and go pick up a bottle of wine? I'm like, yeah, sure. And I would go to CVS. I'm like, oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. No. It's my mistake. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It This Morning. This is the segment where we give you a chance to clear the air and share all of your unpopular opinions. Anything goes this morning. We're going to get to your messages coming up next.
Miss out on 98PXY's Last Flyaway to see Kendrick Lamar.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Do not hold it in this morning, you guys. You got something you need to get off your chest? Vent to Breezy and I. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It.
Although it is early, they are here and they're ramped and they are ready.
We love it.
Let's start out with this. Baby showers and bridal showers are the most miserable gatherings to ever attend. There I Said It.
That's so tough, you guys.
What I don't like about them is, like, it's not that I have an issue with them whatsoever. I just think they're all the same. Like, I want to go to a bridal shower that's
a different theme.
Not at 11 a.m. with brunch and, French toast. Like, I just went to a bridal shower that was 4 to 6 on a Saturday night. It was a pizza party.
Oh, that's fun.
We didn't have to, like, play games.
No, like, laser tag. Let's get drunk and do laser tag.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Let's go to a bar.
I love the cookies. Where are they from? Oh, they're Savoyas. Oh, I love Savoyas.
Pulls a cat hair out of him. This person says, my hot take is if you are about to miss your turn or your exit, you should simply miss it and then redirect. Do not brake in the middle of traffic or fly across four lanes of the highway. It's not that serious.
Yeah. Janine, tell us what's going on at 490. A 10-car pileup. Derek's
I've
here.
Been sitting here since Monday. The traffic is so bad because they don't have a bridge anymore. Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah, Fairport's a mess.
No, so I mean, yes, it is. We had to do the whole thing yesterday, but Bushnell's Basin Bridge,
that
not
too.
Existent. Takes you 49 minutes just to get to Victor.
Plan ahead, you guys. You got to plan ahead. Let's go over to our friend Derek here. What's up, Derek? So explain to me why there are people who think it's cool to shame people who eat dogs and cats, but eating cows, pigs, and chickens is totally fine. It's absolute hypocrisy. There, I said it. All right, let's go over to Trey.
Okay.
Trey says, hey, Moose and Breezy, I wish being broke wasn't such a turnoff for women. 2025 has been a struggle. There, I said it. Hang in there, King.
You got it.
Trey.
You're doing amazing.
It gets better, I promise. Keep trucking.
You do you.
Don't look back. Keep going. You think you're broke? You should talk to our intern, Joe.
He had to pay for...
We've all been there. Come on.
He had to pay for a brand new bumper, and then his card got hacked, so...
You're talking to a guy who had to go sell plasma at a clinic to go buy a couple cans of chili and a loaf of bread.
Right.
I know. I've been there. Been there, done that. Who's this? Amy? Good morning, Moose and Breezy. As a parent with two kids who constantly seem to have my hands full, I wish spring break this week would never end. I think kids should absolutely have more time off from school to spend with their families. There, I said it. Oh, are you nuts?
Yeah.
Parents are screaming at the radio. Send them back.
A teacher's weighing in this morning and said this. Just because I'm a teacher and I get these breaks off plus summer break does not mean that my job is easy or that I do less work than anyone. There, I said it. That is true.
You still got a plan. You still got a lesson plan, right? Hey, good morning. Whoever that Trey dude is that wrote in, you just keep being you, man. Women who make fun of men that make less than 40K a year make me sick. There, I said it.
Jay's here. If you are or aren't from Greece, I am. You must admit it is the worst place in the entire city. There,
why?
I said it.
Why is it the worst place?
If you are or aren't from Greece, I am. You must admit it's the worst place around Rock.
It's hard for me to admit it's the worst place because I have so many core memories there of, you know, just driving around in Pontiac Grand Am, going to tanning bed.
Like, I'm a big vibes person. And like when my wheels touch the bounds of Greece, like vibes are just off.
Why?
I'm a big vibe person.
Oh, get out. Shut
really,
up.
I can't describe it.
The vibes are off when you...
The vibes are shifted. I don't know.
Why do you think that
is?
I
like Hilton.
Greece and Henrietta are very similar.
Yeah, Henrietta's
obviously, it's better? Yeah, because they have a lot more plazas. You know?
Yeah. Want to spend money? Go to Henrietta. It's impossible not to.
Yeah, they have a beautiful mall with a beautiful 5-star Ethiopian restaurant in it. Yeah, so if you guys feel like getting diarrhea, that's why.
Oh my God.
Let's go to Sue Ann.
It's way too early.
Sue Ann says, I find dentist appointments to be extremely relaxing. There, I said it. And I'm not even talking about being hopped up on meds. I just find the chair to be comfortable. Sue Ann, I'm with you. My last dentist appointment, so relaxing.
Sticking a scalpel in your mouth. So what are you doing for Easter? Slice his tongue open.
Okay. And then I think mine for today. For some of you, this may be a hot take, especially if you were at Tin Cup last night for the guest bartending event. I think everyone has hidden talents that they haven't tapped into yet. And I think mine is bartending.
I highly disagree.
I'm a great bartender.
I couldn't disagree more. You literally shattered a bottle of Tito's first 5 seconds on the floor.
You forgot
my girlfriend's ginger beer, the one ingredient you need in a Moscow Mule. I didn't trust you to make my espresso martini.
I could have nailed it. I was making drinks left and right,
you get off from behind the bar, you go, it's the most stressful 30 minutes of my entire life.
It was.
Like, right.
Anxiety-driven job, and I give any good bartender a ton of credit. You guys rock. But I think I have what it takes to be you. That's all I'm saying. So one guy asked me if he can get a Optimus Prime last night. I said, what's in that, whiskey? He goes, it's an IPA. I said, we don't have that here. Hit the bricks, pal. Not getting you an Optimus Prime.
The bar manager comes running over, like, it's on tap right there. Thank you so much. 98
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC. EXY.